you will see the precious metals move as a consequence of the fear buyer coming into the gold market. After the gold has moved, after momentum has been established by the fear buyer, if past is prologue, you will see silver move further and much, much faster. All I can say about when is you'll know it when it happens.
This is Kaiser Johnson with Liberty in Finance, and this is the Miles Franklin Weekly Special for January 31st through February 7th, 2023, while supplies last. This week we feature 2023 Austrian Silver Philharmonics at just $3.29 over spot per ounce. Frequently regarded as one of the most beautiful sovereign coins, the Austrian Philharmonic portrays instruments from the Vienna Orchestra on one side and the grand pipe organ from the famed Augsburg Golden Hall on the other, all in 3/9 fine pure silver with a face value of 1.5 euro. These 2023 Philharmonics come 20 to a tube, 500 to a box, are just $3.29 over spot, and are IRA eligible. And if you'd like to learn more about a precious metals IRA, call us and we'll be happy to help you in that process. Our number for all orders is 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237. We're available after hours and on weekends, and we look forward to speaking with you. Welcome back to Liberty and Finance. We're always privileged to have this widely followed returning guest, Rick Rule, one of the most sought after coaches and advisors on natural resource investing, the former CEO of Sprott Asset Management and the current CEO of Rule Investment Media, joins us this Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. Rick, thanks for coming back on Liberty and Finance.
Always a pleasure, Dunnigan. Thank you for having me back.
When we had you on a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned an upcoming event that our subscribers are absolutely interested in. So we're going to spend some good time talking about that in a few minutes, about the upcoming Silver Investing Bootcamp that's 100% online. So it's easy, no travel, it's affordable, etc. People want to take advantage of that. We're going to make sure they know how to do that and tell them why they should. But first, we wanted to talk to you about some concerns that are pressing on the minds of those who follow the silver markets, one of which is not new, and we've spoken about it a couple of times at least in the past, but it keeps coming up, and it's going to certainly come up with people who are interested in silver investing, and that is this phenomenon which they tend to have observed over the past decade of whenever silver seems like it's trying to get out the gate, it suddenly runs back into the barn again. And that happened even in the last week here. Silver had made a pretty substantial move up from the mid-17s to mid-24s or low 24s over the past 3 months or so. And then a dollar smack down and a dollar, another dollar down. And it's people, and these, the moves happen so suddenly that people just wonder what force of nature or not nature could cause such a thing. But then there's a related question, and that is, do you expect from past experience that silver can also do the opposite and make dramatic moves to the upside? So could you first just talk to us about this, what can be disheartening in the minds of some people who've been trying to participate for about the last decade and feeling that they're sort of stuck, their horse is stuck in the barn here with silver?
I think you need to segregate between two different types of down move. One is what we've just seen, which is to say dollar strength, the Fed not raising interest rates as much as people had feared, and the concomitant weakness across the precious metals complex. Silver isn't the only thing that fell. Gold fell too, although silver is more volatile than gold. A second concern that people have are these very sharp moves that are related to large amounts of physical selling, often overnight during the least liquid part of the market. I have been misquoted as saying that there is no manipulation in the silver market. What I mean to say is I don't believe there's long-term, thoroughgoing manipulation. But trading desks manipulate everything. they manipulate treasuries. They manipulate LIBOR. The sort of precipitous selling that you see in the physical markets in compressed periods of time when the liquidity on the market is the lowest is obviously something else. That's trying to change the physical price so that you can take advantage of a futures chain that you are long or short in the future. That's very different than what we've seen. What we've seen much more recently is simply confidence returning to the broad economy, confidence returning to the S&P 500, confidence returning to gold, and people feeling less need to own physical gold and silver. I need to tell you, Dunnigan, that I don't own silver for a $1 move or a $2 move. Maybe it's because I'm so old, but I don't require the psychological gratification of seeing silver go from $17 to $24. It didn't make me buy anymore. It didn't make me sell anymore. Three times in my life, I've seen gold, silver take nice hard runs at 50. The first time from a buck and a quarter start. I'm in the game for a $20 move or a $30 move. Will I get it in my lifetime? I'm 70. I think so. But to me, the move up a dollar, down a dollar, it's background noise. It's completely unimportant. We've had a lot of discussion, you and I, on these calls about the fact that when silver moves, you won't have to ask Rick Rule. What you're seeing now is sort of choppy action. My experience, and we've talked about this before, is that silver can punish you for a fairly long time. Persistence, patience, and tenacity is what's required, but it rewards you over a very, very, very short time. If you're a pathological cheapskate like me, you can't wait to get in the middle of the move, because a move that would take place from $20 to $35 would obviate my buying. It's odd that most people require the psychological validation that comes from a price movement, even when the price movement makes that psychological verification less valuable. It's important to note, too, and I don't know why this is, but if past is prologue, the gold moves before the silver moves. You will see the precious metals move as a consequence of the fear buyer coming into the gold market. After the gold has moved, after momentum has been established by the fear buyer, if past is prologue, you will see silver move further and much, much faster. All I can say about when is you'll know it when it happens.
In the light of the kind of volatility that you're describing, the next question that people ask is, what's to become of stocks in mining companies, exploration companies, royalty companies, et cetera, who are involved in the silver industry? We've got some that we met in person at your last Boca Raton Natural Resource Symposium. That was very rewarding. But wanting to find out what the answer is to their question, their persistent questions tend to circle around, if things get bad enough and strains get bad enough in the economy that people are rushing out of fear into precious metals, doesn't that mean a risky financial environment for companies in general, including mining companies, and the stability of stock brokerage firms, some of which in the past have gone belly up, not to mention Lehman's, et cetera. So can you give us the perspective of real risk and investing in precious metals stocks?
In my experience, the most persistent risks that investors run in silver stocks is their own ignorance. I recognize that there are systemic risks, but my suspicion is that the impact of those systemic risks will become apparent to you, if it occurs, in time to do something about it. I recall the last experience with systemic risk. The last serious experience we've had with systemic risks really came about in 2008. And anybody who read a newspaper had at least a year's notice and 6 months very, very, very good notice. The circumstance that you're describing, which is to say a real systemic failure with the breakdown of the financial services industry, the banking industry, is certainly a risk, but my suspicion is that most investors will be punished more by their own ignorance about what type of stocks that they invest in. If your concern is about a systemic risk, and I need to hasten to add that mine is not, buy bags of junk silver. They're in a circumstance that is as bad as you describe. The silver stock portfolio for most of your listeners, which is probably less than 5% of their net worth, will not be the problem that is foremost on their mind. Certainly a circumstance that's bad as opposed to really bad which is to say a circumstance of very high interest rate raises the cost of capital for all companies, including silver companies. So a circumstance that saw, as an example, a return to the double-digit interest rates that we saw in the 1970s, particularly if it didn't coincide with an increase in the silver price, would be very unpretty. The circumstance that I'm looking at is fairly different. The circumstance that I'm looking at is a federally manipulated market where the interest rate is kept artificially low, which ultimately would be good for gold, then good for silver, but still keep the cost of capital fairly low for silver companies. Not saying this is going to occur, might sound like a Goldilocks scenario, but you actually don't need a Goldilocks scenario. There have been two occasions in the last 40 years where silver has had what was in effect a false start. And in both of those circumstances, the silver price did extremely well, and the silver stocks did even better. So I would suggest that people who are willing to take the risk to speculate, invest in the silver equities or speculate in the silver juniors, do so with the knowledge that they don't know when this circumstance is going to occur. And also, in order to keep their sanity, ignore the dollar moves, the $2 moves. That's not what you're in the game for. Remember, Dunnigan, I'm the guy who was around in the early 90s, financed silver standard at, 78 cents, watched it go above $40, financed Pan American at 50 cents, saw it go above $40. Did it take me a while to get paid? Yeah. Did the fact that it took a while to get paid make me regret those moves? Absolutely, positively not. Now, this is not money that you have set aside for a kid's child, college education, or money if you're a young person that you're saving for a down payment on a house. This isn't that kind of money. This is the kind of money where you can psychologically and financially afford volatility in hopes of really, truly outsized gains. I said this a couple weeks ago, Dunnigan. I've been through three rip-roaring silver bull markets in my life. I'm 70, and I both hope and expect to enjoy at least one more.
So do a lot of our viewers after they do want to have some of that junk silver on the side just in case. Anyway, from a priority, from a Maslow's hierarchy of needs, they want to make sure they got the foundational things of life covered first: food, water, shelter, security, that sort of thing, and a tangible asset close at hand. But then afterward, they are interested in their financial well-being and flourishing in the future for their family in an environment which may be characterized by declining value of their currency and runaway debt and deficits that you've talked to us about in the past. So within that broader context, you've organized this silver investing boot camp to give people a fighting chance of doing better than they probably would on their own, either with our ignorance that you mentioned just now, or fears, misconceptions, greed, emotional overreactions to things, which you've also talked about with us in the past, as well as short time horizons, which I think you described as a long weekend for some people's attention span or patience, which maybe any of us on a bad day are guilty of. So can you tell us what people would be looking forward to if they participate in your upcoming 100% remote and virtual silver investing bootcamp?
Well, I want to emphasize the remote. If you this coming Saturday, if you can't make it because it's your Sabbath or because you're starting to party for Super Bowl early, that's okay. You can attend the boot camp for 6 months. You don't have to be there Saturday. So it's important to know that this is virtual. It plays at your convenience. We would love to have you there, but the information is going to be, from my point of view, timeless. Let's talk about the information. Dunnigan, I've graded portfolios now for 80,000 people. And in grading the portfolios, I've learned an awful lot about the way people invest and speculate. So the beginnings of the Silver Bootcamp are going to be an hour or an hour and a half long presentation on the silver market. There are so many people in the silver market that don't understand the market. They don't understand the sources of silver, where more than 80% of new mine supply comes from copper mines or zinc mines or gold mines. They don't understand the nature of the above ground stockpile in frontier and emerging markets like India and the impact that that might have on the silver market. They don't understand the new demand either. They don't understand that silver is a fantastic germicide and applications in water treatment and pollution treatment is growing rapidly. Many people don't understand the primary importance of silver in solar power. So we want to give people an overview of the silver market. And the silver market, too, meaning the physical and certificated market, and the relationship between the physical market and the futures market, which is very, very, very misunderstood. Many of your listeners, Dunnigan, won't know that on any given day, 250 times the silver available for good delivery trades in the futures market, 250 times a day. The interplay between the futures market and the physical market is something that most people don't understand very well, and they should. For people who buy silver equities, the first thing they need to understand is that many of their juniors who are exploring for silver don't have any. If the price of something you don't have any of goes up, it shouldn't have much impact on the value of your business. So we're going to discuss a lot about silver companies, including having some of our living legends, entrepreneurs who have built multi-billion dollar silver companies, talk about the process of building one of those companies and the lessons they learned, how that makes them better investors and how it can make you a better investor too. It's really important that in addition to the gurus, which we'll have, by the way, we'll have portfolio managers and analysts who've been in the silver business for 20 or 30 years, not sort of Johnny-come-lately people who just learned how to spell silver after the Reddit sort of imbroglio. But the most important thing probably in terms of the legitimacy of the show is 100% of the financial risk is mine. If you attend the symposium, pay your tuition, if you don't think you got your money's worth, if you don't think everything I just told you is true, email me. I'll give you your money back.
It's a tantalizing proposition, and for those who have been feeling that it's been difficult to travel in recent times, this doesn't require any travel. People can enjoy this, and as you say, it's not just a real-time live event. There's access for a six-month period afterwards that people can go back and reread or re-listen, re-watch some of these keynotes. And I know that when you're learning a new thing, I know it happens for me, and I think you mentioned it happens for you, there's times when reviewing and replaying something can, you'll hear something you didn't even hear the first time. It'll sink in a new way.
Dunnigan, that's critical. As you know, I put on the Uranium Investors Bootcamp, so I don't know the material. I've replayed it four times, and I get something new every time. It's useful, too, with both the Uranium Bootcamp and the Silver Bootcamp, to go through the fundamental part a couple times. There is so much information available in a topic that is as big as the silver market that I absolutely positively guarantee that even someone who is as familiar with it as myself, someone who's lived it for 40 years, reviewing the basics, rethinking the impact of the basics on the silver market, is something that will make you a better investor and speculator. Every time I personally ponder on these overnight beatdowns of the silver market and the intimate relationship, if that's the right word, between the physical market and the futures market, every time I ponder that, then I begin to understand some of the intricacies that we see in the market that are hard to explain. And I also understand the absolutely leveraged nature of the upside should silver begin to catch a bid. Many people don't understand the significance of a market where the paper market has 250 times the volume of the physical available for good delivery. And while it is true that the futures markets have the ability to cash settle, which is to say you can't demand to be settled in silver, the impact on the silver price, should it really catch a bid, given how little silver is available for good delivery, is staggering. I think the other thing that we really want to talk about in that discussion is the impact that the silver squeeze had. A lot of people say that the silver squeeze was a fail. That's wrong. The silver squeeze probably introduced a million speculators to silver. And importantly, it took down the stocks available for good delivery in every market, including the institutional market, by a ton. You'll recall, Dunnigan, when this was going on, I said that the shortage was in retail denominations, that the Sprott Physical Silver Trust wasn't experiencing difficulties getting deliveries. But about 3 months into it, we were experiencing difficulties. We used up all the silver in Ottawa, and we used up all the silver in Montreal, then all the silver in Chicago, then all the silver in New York. We actually had to bring in silver from London. It's important to note that silver supplies have tightened. Has it been impacting the price? Well, I guess that the price move from $17 to $24 may have reflected some of that. I think it reflected strength in the gold price. But the truth is, it did have an impact. It had an impact in at least two regards. It broadened the audience for silver at the same time that it reduced the amount of silver available for good delivery among other users. And I think that's something that we'll talk about at some length at the conference.
One thing I haven't heard you mention, and I wonder if it will be a focus at all in this symposium, is the what's called the East-West split. Certainly there's been a lot of talk regarding gold and the BRICS nations basically turning their back on the dollar that turned its back on them and coming up with other solutions. So you mentioned in passing there a few minutes ago about India, above ground supply, et cetera, demand, but will people learn more about sort of a geopolitical and global perspective on the impact of the silver market?
We will certainly discuss it, although I think the primary impact of geopolitics will be on the gold market, gold being a more efficient medium of exchange, simply given its very high unit value. I think it's important to note that in prior silver bull markets, that gold has had to establish the primary move first. And I think you're seeing that. I think you're seeing that occur right now. I hope that we will be able to describe the situation in India at length. Indian people, as many of them remind me constantly, have a cultural predisposition to silver. And during periods of time when the Indian economy is fairly strong, like now, when confidence in the India rupee is low, which it always is, that is a time when the Indian peasantry frequently attempts to store their surplus in silver. And I think one of the wild cards that you see in silver supply and demand is internal politics in South Asia, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. And I hope that we are able to cover that in some more detail.
It'll be fascinating. And for people who want to take part in this symposium, there's a link in the description of this video. Everyone, just take a look down there. You'll see a link. You can subscribe right now. Very painless and 100% satisfaction guaranteed, according to Rick Rule. So you can't go wrong there. Rick, in addition to that, you've often offered, as you have for 80,000 people so far, to rank people's natural resource investing portfolios. Do you want to re-up that offer at this time?
Hard to believe, isn't it, Dunnigan?
Yeah.
But that's the truth. If you like what I have to say about natural resources and precious metals, and you want to know more about your own natural resources and precious metals, go to my website, ruleinvestmentmedia.com. List your natural resource stocks. Once again, please no crypto. Please no tech stocks. Please no pot stocks. Just natural resource stocks. I'll rank them personally, 1 to 10, 1 being best, 10 being worst. I'll also comment on those issues where I think my comments might have value. And by the way, if you're a precious metals holder who is interested in borrowing against your precious metals, either for some purpose like buying a house or to buy more gold and silver, you might, in the comments section, write bank. Battle Bank in organization is being organized, among other things, to help investors like you access liquidity from their gold and silver holdings. So write bank at the rankings database at ruleinvestmentmedia.com.
We're grateful for that offer. Our viewers have taken you up on that over the years, and I think that the turnaround has gotten more prompt. I think you guys may have some automated methods that are helping to get those responses out sooner.
Well, it would be useful, like with the silver market, if you cut an old man like me some slack. When I get a lot of responses, sometimes my turnaround is 2 weeks. I suspect that my turnaround will be fairly slow, given that in a few days I will be fully involved with the Silver Investors Bootcamp rather than grading portfolios. So thank you for bringing that up, Dunnigan.
Okay, so folks, you've been told twice by Rick Rule. In the description of this video, you're going to find a link to his Silver Investing Bootcamp, cheap and remote and guaranteed value. So Rick, I just wanted to make sure we got you back. This is more often than usual, but I think it was well justified because we wanted to get a full refresh on what people should be looking forward to at the Silver Investing Bootcamp. So we'll see you there, and for the next 6 months be reviewing that to keep our education going, and always grateful for your presence here with us on Liberty and Finance.
Always my pleasure. Thanks and hello to your listeners and of course to your family.
Miles Franklin Precious Metals is one of America's oldest and most trusted bullion dealers. Miles Franklin is A-plus rated and accredited by the Better Business Bureau, licensed and bonded, and has zero complaints ever registered. Here at Liberty and Finance, we are licensed brokers with Miles Franklin. To order, simply call us, discuss your needs, and we can let you know our live inventory, prices, and availability, and lock in your order over the phone. Once your order is locked, the price is held for you regardless of market fluctuations, and the metals are reserved for you awaiting your settled payment. Within 1 business day of ordering, you will receive an email invoice detailing the order and payment instructions. Miles Franklin accepts payments by bank wire, ACH or electronic check, money order, check mailed priority mail, and cryptocurrency. The fastest forms of payment are bank wire and cryptocurrency. Upon settled payment, metals will ship out within 3 to 5 business days. You will receive tracking information via email. Domestic shipping charges are $15 for any order under 500 ounces of silver or 10 ounces of gold. For orders larger than that, domestic shipping is free. The package will be boxed, fully insured, and labeled discreetly, with no indication of the contents inside. For your privacy, the name Miles Franklin will not even be on the package. To talk to myself, Kaiser, my brother Elijah, or my father Dunnigan, call 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237.